一起来读今天的经文。
Okay, let's read the scriptures today. English and Chinese together.
好，今天的经文是记载在《列王记下》第五章一到十四节。
So today's scripture is in 2 Kings 5, 1 through 14.
好，如果你有自己的圣经，也请打开你自己的圣经。如果你没有，也没有问题。我们投影片已经有预备好。
So open your own Bibles if you have, or you can raise your hand. Usher will bring you one.
好，我们一起来攻读上帝的话语。我们可以用不同的语言，但是我们一起齐声来攻读神的话语。
Let us read together English and Chinese.
预备，请。
Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram.
真是伟大。
He was a great man and a sight of his master, and highly regarded.
Because
through him, the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he
was
a leprosy. Now, a band of raiders from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel. She said to her mistress, if only my master could see the prophet who is in Aram, he would cure him of his leprosy.
你可以去，我也可以。
The master told him.
于是乃曼带着银子，十他连的
，10 talents of silver, 6,000
shekels of gold,
10 sets of clothes. The letter that he took, the king's answer,
信上说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，我接到这信，为了治好他的大麻风。以色列人看着信，就撕裂衣服说：“我岂是神？岂是人？”这人竟打发
他，
他的大麻风，因为太惨。这人
看着是
神人伊丽莎听见以色列人，
就打发
人
去问：“
你为什么去脱衣服呢？”要是这人到我这里来，他就知道以色列有先知。于是乃曼带着车马到了以丽莎的家，
也
在
他
们。以丽莎打发一个使者。
Go wash yourself seven times in Jordan, and your flesh will be restored.
你的肉必复原而得洁净。乃曼就拿分的走了，说：“我想他就是出来见我，站在他酒吧耶和华他的神，在患处以上摇手，啊，一次照这边大马色的河水和这岂不比以色列的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？”于是气愤。
Went off in rage. Naaman's servant went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great thing, would you not do it? Then went
to
Naaman and dipped himself in the Jordan
seven times. His flesh was like children's flesh, and he was clean. Good. Let's read to this point. Thank you. Today's scripture is a bit long.
Thank you, everybody. It's pretty long verses today.
尔湾，我们所住的这地方是号称全美国华人最多聚集的地方。
So Irvine is a city was told that we have most Chinese people living here.
根据报道，我们每一年都有几千人涌进这个城市。
And we have thousands of people move into the city every year.
虽然我们在这里有华人教会，大概十多间，但是我们的教会却是在少数在三十多年前就已经成立的教会之一。
However, we have more than 10 Chinese churches in Irvine, but our church is one of the few churches that was founded 30 years ago.
而且更是城这个城县的南边第一间设立的华人教会。
And it's the first Chinese church in Southern Orange County.
因此，我相信我们有对华人社区传福音的责任是责无旁贷的。
So we have undeniable responsibility to spread the gospel.
这是我们共同的挑战是什么？我们目前华人教我们的教会人数不是很多，我们的资源有限，我们如何影响整个广大的华人社区呢？
But our challenge is we are fewer in number and limited in resources. So how can we influence the Chinese society?
在我们有限的头脑的理解，我们总以为可以带来大改变的，应该是那些有钱、有权、有势的人，因为他们说话有分量，行动才能够带出影响。
So based on our limited understanding, we think the people who can bring big changes are the people who have money, power, and authority. Their words have weight, and their actions have more influence.
但我认为圣经告诉我们许多的例子，就算小人物也可以带来大改变。
But according to the stories in our Bible, even insignificant people can bring big changes.
特别我们刚刚所读的这一段经文里面提到一个小故事，一个故事就是以色列一个小女子，她的名字都没有被记载的这样一个小人物，竟然能够带来惊天动地的大改变。
Yeah, based on our scripture reading, we can see there is a young Israelite girl whose name was not even recorded in the Bible. Such a small people, a person, and can bring such big change.
他不但让乃曼将军的麻风病得到医治而已，而且还让亚兰王亲自写信求情，向以色列王啊来求情，让以色列王带来震惊啊，因此还改变了乃曼的信仰。然后呢，激励了当时代的人，造成全国上下，还有附近邻邦各国都知道耶和华在以色列掌权。你说这个改变大不大
？So she's not only had Naaman's leprosy cured and made king of Aram send a letter to the king of Israel, but also changed Naaman's belief, caused the nation and the surrounding countries know that there is God in Israel.
很多人以为说啊，这不过是一个重要的人物哈，叫乃曼，他病得医治的故事而已，有什么稀奇的
？So somebody would say, big deal. It's just somebody named Naaman whose illness was cured.
全世界每天都有很多重要人物病得医治的故事。
And there are a lot of stories about important people whose illness was cured.
就好像美国国防部有一位将军啊，他的皮肤病在某个医院治好了。你看有哪一家新闻媒体报的有兴趣去报道这个事情
？So just imagine if some important general whose skin problem was cured in certain hospitals, I don't think none of the news media will be interested in that.
更何况谁会在乎主前850年在中东一个小国家叙利亚有一位将军皮肤病得医治，这关我什么事啊？
So who would even care about 850 BC? There is a small country in the Middle East, and a general's skin problem was cured.
其实这是关乎你的一个大事。
But it has something to do with.
你不要以为这只是一个病得医治的个案记录。
So don't just think it's a story of people being cured.
假如耶稣特别都要强调来纪念这个事情，那可见这不是一件小事。
Because it's recorded in the Bible.It's not a trivial matter.
因为耶稣这样说，他说在路加福音第四章二十七节，我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read Luke 4:27. And there were many Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian.
好，换一句话说，乃曼长大麻风得医治的这个捷径。这件事情在耶稣的眼中看为非常的重要。
So it's according to Jesus, it's really important that Naaman's leprosy was cured.
因为这件事情不单只是长大麻风得医治的事件而已，而是说明这个故事背后我们可以看到上帝的心意。
So it's not only a story of Naaman's being cured, it's when also we can see behind the scene the heart of God.
神多么期待人心来归向他。于是他在各种不同的时代都在寻找那一些愿意摆上的人，使他们可以成为一个施恩赐福的管道。
So God wants people's heart to turn to him. So in different generations, God uses the willing to bless the other.
当年在乃曼的时代里面，所有人不但是在道德上极为败坏，在宗教上也悖逆真神，转去侍奉假神，连神的选民也不例外。
So at that time, the moral decay turned away from God, worshiping idols. Even the elect was divided under such circumstances.
当年的以色列百姓分裂成南北两国。北国以色列王约兰他执政的时候得罪神。
So there are northern countries and southern countries. The northern countries, the king of Israel, has done evil in the eyes of God.
在这样大环境当中，人心要归向神，何等不容易！
So it's really not easy for man's heart to turn to God.
因为我们说上梁不正怎么样？哎，如果执政掌权的自己都不行好，那其他老百姓更不用说了。那这时候，一位外邦的将军名叫做乃曼，一个事事顺利、所向无敌、一人之下、万人之上的大将军，居然是借着一位身份低下、地位卑贱、
被掳来的这位以色列小女子因着她而归向了真神。你说这个故事到今天仍然被传扬，你说它的影响力有多大？
So then think about there is a great general, a successful valiant soldier, and was directed by a servant girl, and in doing so encountered the true God. The story was even told today. So can we deny the influence?
事实上，我们看见神总是拣选一些小人物来成就他伟大的工作，且带来当时及时的这种极大的影响力。
So we can see God often uses insignificant people to accomplish His purpose.
当年呢，神没有从混乱的世界、败坏世界当中，魔术棒一挥，哇，就变成一个井然有序的国家。
So God didn't use magic wand to bring order out of chaos.
他乃是拣选一个平凡人，叫亚伯拉罕，从他的后裔来建立以色列国。
But instead, He called Abraham. And made out of him and his descendants a nation of Israel.
他也没有调动天使天君来使整国家大迁移，他却是呼召一个很挫折的在米甸旷野牧羊的老人摩西来带领以色列人出埃及。
So God didn't send His angels to move His people, but called Moses a shepherd to lead Israelites out of Egypt.
圣经还有很多很多小人物大改变的例子。
And there are a lot of examples in the Bible.
例如在旧约中，士师基甸、先知撒母耳、皇后以斯帖，甚至君王大卫等等。
Like in the Old Testament, Gideon, Samuel, Queen Esther, David.
在新约，我们有看见施洗约翰、门徒彼得，还有献这个五饼二鱼的小孩，这些都是原本默默无闻的小人物，而被神使用。带来当地当时极大的改变。
And in the New Testament, we know the John the Baptist, Peter, and even the kids who brought Jesus five loaves and two fish. Those are all common people, but was used by God.
其实，在今天的世代也是如此的，因为神仍然在寻找、在呼召，并且使用我们这一些小人物来继续成就他奇妙的作为，来彰显他的大能。
So in nowadays, God still calls us to fulfill His purpose, to show His power, changing the society.
那是因为神的爱从来没有离开过他的百姓。
Because the love of God has never left His people.
而我们这些小人物可以与神一同来完成这时代的使命，就是为了要来彰显上帝的大爱。
So that we can work together with God to show His mercy.
当然，我们知道小人物大改变不是一件很容易的事情。
So we all understand it's not an easy thing.
那我们要怎么样做到呢
？How are we going to do it?
所以今天我要跟大家一起来分享，从刚刚我们所读的这个故事，以色列这个小女子的榜样来学习。
So we're going to learn from this Israelite girl we just read about.
也同时在拿曼将军得医治这个故事当中有一些的人物，我们来做对比。我们一起来学习。
And also the characters in General Naaman's story.
简单来说，我们有消极的方面跟积极的方面，我们要来做。
So we're gonna compare the positive and the negative.
在你的周报上面有这个大纲，如果你愿意把它填满也行，也是可以的。好，第一个是在消极的方面，就是不做什么。
So we're gonna talk to the negative aspect.
好，第一个就是对于别人。不要思想负面，怀疑他人的这个单纯的动机。
So to others, suspect their pure motive.
那我们一起来读第七节，好不好
？Let's read verse seven.
好，预备，请。你是否注意到一个以色列小女子与这个以色列的大君王形成一个强烈的对比
Can you see the strong contrast between this Israelite young girl and this general?
君王这个国王 king,、
oh, this king.
king 这个女子她被掳的她不但没有埋怨她的国家不保护她而沦为奴仆反而心里没有忘记她的国家她知道神在掌权他的思想是那样正面积极。
So she was a girl who was captured and made servant, but she did not forget her country and did not complain about her country, but knowing that God is in charge.
但相反的，以色列君王，一国之君。 当他听到一个消息、之后，说亚兰的亚兰王的一个将军要来本国求医，他没有想说哦，这是上帝给他的机会，别的国家来求我了哈、啊，求我他怎么样？他负面的这种是认为别人是要来找茬的哈、啊，要借机会来找茬了啊！你看他思想是这样子的。
Yeah, and let's look at the king of Israel. And when the、king of Aram sent him a letter, but he didn't think it positively that, oh, we have prophet in our land and we could show the power of God. But on the contrary, he would think he's trying to pick a quarrel with me.
所以他想，哇，就是他来找我的把柄，要来寻衅攻击我的一个借口，好的一个机会。所以他还以撕裂衣服这样很强烈的这种举动来抗议。
Yeah, so he was thinking they were trying to pick on him. To protest, he even tore his robes.
那我们想一想，其实我们也何尝不是如此。
And think about ourselves, we're the same.
我们也经常习惯性的怀疑周围许多人对我们单纯的这种好意，错误的解释别人对我们这种善良的动机。
We often misunderstand people's kindness and questioning their motives.
啊，当我们送到人家送我们礼物啊，请我们吃饭，我们猜，哇，这一定有什么动机的啊，一定。
So,
一定 要推销什么东西啊？要跟对我好，一定有什么阴谋的、啊。
So when people give us gifts or take us out to dinner, we would think they must want something from us.
其实不，只不过是我们啊，这个啊，要表达我们的关怀而已。可是就却被表这错误的解释。
But sometimes we just want to show our cares, but it was misunderstood.
啊，当我们做了一些，当我们别人对我们做了一些事情，我们就会怀疑他是不是有什么错误的动机，是不是有什么一些不良的企图。我们也常常就很马上就这样的这种啊，就这样的想法。
Yeah, so we often doubt other people's motives.
那当然，我们。说防人之心不可无，或者是我们过去曾经受骗，因为现在很多的这种骗子一大堆，当然我们受过伤害，所以要防人之心。但是话说回来，如果我们经常的以负面的这种假设来猜忌别人，这是没有益处的，反而会让我们里面更愁苦。
So however we need to be cautious, but there is no benefit to doubt everything, rather think positively so that we don't suffer from constant in guard.
所以为了避免让我们里面那个苦毒啊，更多的苦毒来猜忌别人，你宁愿把他们想成是好的，不是吗？
So stop doubting and then stop your suffering.
所以经常保持一个正面的思想，积极的去解释别人的好的动机，我们心里不会这么折腾，是不是？
So be positive.
那第二方面呢，是对于环境的方面。不要太早下结论，凭自己的主观的意见。
And the second one is don't make conclusions based on your own opinion.
好，我们来读第十一节跟第十二节，好吧？预备，预备，请。乃曼呢，他原本以为来得医治，哎，这方法他有一个期待，是应该怎么样医治啊？结果不是按他的期待，气冲冲的就离开了。
So Naaman has his expectations of how he will be cured, but it happened not to be what he thought about, and then so he left in rage.
那这也难怪，你看，身为一国之大将军，亲自登门拜访以利沙，非常诚恳而且谦卑的寻求医治，他诚意做到了。
So just think about as a big general, and then visit Elisha, hoping to be cured.
但是没想到以利沙，他不但没有亲自来迎接，这有一点说不过去了哈。不但如此，还透过一个小人物叫他的仆人来传话。传话呢，叫他干嘛？去约旦河洗澡洗七次。
So he never thought that Elisha didn't even come out to meet him, but sent a messenger to tell him to bathe in the Jordan 7 times.
那就算要洗澡，也找个干净的地方哈。我跑到人家别家后院的这个河里面去洗澡，家里有按摩浴缸啊，多干净，多清，这个多好啊，方便多了，是不是？
He couldn't understand why he has to go all the way to Israel to take a bath.
那同样的，南曼将军，我想他也可能这样想：自己的国家水又干净又方便。当然不愿意接受这种无理的安排。
So, the General Naaman would think that in his own country the water is fine and convenient. Why he goes to other countries?
所以他以为以利沙这个人呢，就是没有诚意，而且戏弄人、羞辱人，所以当时非常气愤，转身就走，因为他不明白背后有一个原因的。
So that's why he's not willing to accept such arrangement, thinking that he's been humiliated.
原来呢，不是因为说约旦河的水比较干净，乃是呢，要让他证明一件事情。乃曼要向乃曼证明神在以色列这块土地仍在掌权，所以乃曼必须要来到这里，来到神这所属这块地来得到医治，否则神就不能够在这地得到荣耀。
So there is a reason that Naaman did not understand, because because God wants to show Naaman that he is in this land, he must be cured in the land of Israel, so God will receive all glory.
哦，就在这个时候，幸好又一位小人物出现了。
And it happens to be another.
啊，就是一位这个来帮他的忙，就是这个他的仆人，就劝他了。哎，你是否姑且试一试啊？暂时放下自己的成见，照着先知所画的去做，哎，就做看看嘛。
So his servant actually trying to persuade him, say, just do what the prophet told you to do. What's gonna harm you?
当他接受这样的建议的时候，后来我们知道，果然他就得了医治。
When he accepted advices and did so, and then we know the ending that he was cured.
同样，在我们生活环境当中，我们有时候会遭遇一些不公平的安排。那我们若马上很主观的就做出一个负面的结论，那可能我们就要失去一个蒙福的广道了。
The same thing, if we run into some unfairness and if we make conclusions based our own opinion in doing so, losing our blessings.
因为上帝把我们放在一个艰苦的环境，通常可能是要借此彰显神荣耀的机会。
So God put us in this circumstances is to show His glory.
因此，如果我们太容易就给自己下一个结论来论断别人，来拒绝这样的环境，那就可能成为我们的损失了。
So if we deny and then not following God's directions, and then we will lose our blessing.
好，第三方面是对于自己的，除了对他人、对环境，还有对自己的，我们不要贪恋财力，只为满足眼前的需要。
So for yourself, do not be greedy, just to satisfy your immediate needs.
好，我们一起来读第二十节，好不好
？Let's read verse 20.
预备，请。圣经中有许多重要的小人物，但是没有记载他们的名字。不过有一些不重要的小人物，却把他们名字记载了。
So we can see there are many people's name was not recorded in the Bible, but this one, Gehazi, his name was recorded.
啊，其中基哈西就是一个例子。他贪恋乃曼所带来的财物，却换来极大的代价，就是他以及他的后裔都染上大麻风病。
Because of his love of money, Naaman's leprosy cling to him and to his descendants forever.
这也是成为整个世界当中唯一美中不足的一个遗憾。
That's the only regret in the whole story.
当我们知道他可能有很多的这个理由啊、借口啊等等，他觉得人家把钱都送上来了，不拿白不拿的，是不是
？So he might have his own reasons.People already bring the offerings, and why don't accept it?
而且他们也有需要啊，当时他们有很多的需要，是不是？这个，他们当时的房子都不够住了啊，这个有很多的需要。我想我们都很多的借口，不是吗
？And also, they probably really have such material needs.
可是呢，你可以看他，因为他这样的一个贪婪，他说了很多的谎话，例如说，他还说谎是主人派他来的。家里有两个少年人有需要，结果呢，他还不是把这些私吞了。
So, but what he did is he lied about it, telling them the master sent him their needs in the house.
但相反呢，我们看以利沙为什么坚决不拿外邦人一根一线呢
？And let's look at why Elisha refused to receive the payment.
因为他免得这荣耀就归给人了。
So he's trying to avoid praises from men.
以为乃曼就以为说这是我用财物换来的医治。
So Naaman would say, I'm cured because of my wealth.
但我相信因为这基哈西他短浅的眼光，结果就限制了上帝的作用，让神必须要在这里得到荣耀。
So because of Gehazi, so he has suffered the consequences.
我相信当时这些财物对以利沙来讲也是非常需要的。
So I think those materials probably is quite needed.
以利沙当时他要养活很多的这些门徒学生。而且他当时房子都不够住了，如果你继续读下去，他房子都不够住了。
So we can see at the time he has a lot of disciples and they need many rooms for the disciples to live in.
可能东西都不够吃了。
And probably there's not even enough food.
他有财务的需要。
And they do have material needs.
但不过呢，他相信一件事情，就算他需要钱，他需要衣裳，难道全能的神不能够供应吗？他有这样的深信，说神必定供应的。
But he had faith. If he need money, he need clothes. God will provide.
可惜他的仆人基哈西，他只看眼前的需要。他也许他想来说，整顿这个整个农场，经营果园，改善经济，来帮助这以利沙，这是好的动机，可能哈。但是这时机不对。
So, but his servant Gehazi.Only focus on the current needs. Maybe he was thinking of buying farms, vineyard, and make profit. But it's not the right way, right time.
以利沙就会对他就对基哈西说，他说这个时机不对。我们一起来读他怎么样回应他的仆人基哈西。我们一起来读二十六、二十七节，预备，请。
Elisha said to him, "Is not my spirit with you?" When the man got down from his
的确，在我们生活当中有许多的诱惑。
There's true, there are a lot of temptations in our lives.
以利沙也承认，他的心也曾经被诱惑，哈，心也跟着去了。不过，这个启示，这个接受这样的时候呢，这时机不对的。
But Elisha sometimes even agreed that sometimes he was tempted.
因为贪财是万恶之根啊。
Because the love of money is the root of all evil.
我们不得不小心，不是属于我们的东西，我们千万不要违背良心去获得。
And stay away from dishonest gain.
好，刚才讲到我们什么不能做，我们不要做，这是比较消极方面。但是在积极方面，我们当做什么呢？
So we just talked the negative side. So what's the positive side?
首先我们对于环境，我们要甘心顺服，信靠神的掌权。
So we should be obedient.And trust God's sovereignty.
我们一起来读第二节，好不好
？Let's read verses two.
预备，请。我们看见这以色列小女子，原本可能有一个幸福的家庭，有一个爱她的父母亲，有可爱的弟弟妹妹，也许正在唱歌，举行全家礼拜每个人爱她，我有幸福的家，好真好。但是却一件不幸的事情发生了。
So let's look at this girl from Israel. He might have a happy family before and loving parents and the siblings, and they might be singing together and worshiping together. But now there's something unfortunate happened to her.
就是这事件呢，让她措手不及。亚兰人这时候来攻击他们，他任意的抓这些人去当这个奴胚哈女仆女这个仆人去了。
But she was captured by the band of raiders.
我们可以想象当年日本人来侵略中国的时候，无理性的对待我们妇女同胞，你就会明白。
So just imagine when the Japanese invaded China, how they treated our Chinese women.
这小女子呢，我们在猜，如果她当时她可以自暴自弃的怨天尤人，甚至宁死不从抗争到底，她可以这样子做。
So let's think about this girl. He could give up, complain, or fight to the death.
但是他选择顺服神的安排，他接受这样不公平的环境临到他的身上。
But what he chose is to obey what God has arranged.
为什么呢？因为他心里相信神一定有特别的带领与目的，所以他就甘心顺服神的态度，来接受这样子的似乎对他不公平的对待， 她降服在这样的环境里面。
But because she believed in God and be obedient, accept what was put in front of her.
其实她不是投降人啊，她乃是降服神对她任何环境的安排的主权。
So it's she's not obedient to man but to God.
我们看见约瑟的故事，也是说明同样的道理。
So let's look at the story of Joseph.
你看他最初被他的兄弟出卖，被卖到埃及去服侍埃及人，他就降服在那个环境当中。
So he was sold by his brothers to the Egyptians.
那他的祖母后来他就被诬告，又被关在监狱里面。
And then he was framed and was put in prison.
然后又被他的同袍忘记，在监狱里面的这个酒正帮他解梦，忘记他了啊，被遗忘，哇，一连串不公平的对待。
And then it was forgotten by his jailmates to rescue him.
可是他仍然降服在上帝的主权当中，因为他相信神之所以这样子的安排有他的目的。
But he's still obedient, and because he understands God has his arrangement.
后来他在当上埃及的宰相。兄弟相认的时候，所以他才会说，不是你们把我卖来这里的，其实是上帝把我先带来这里，为了目的是来为了拯救全家人整个民族的。
And that's when he became the prime minister of Egypt, when he makes himself known to his brothers, and he said to them, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourself for selling me, because it was to save lives that God sent me.Ahead of you.
这就是甘心顺服信靠神的掌权。
And this is called obedience, trusting God's sovereignty.
同样我们想，今天神让我们处在一个环境当中，好像有些事情似乎对我们来讲不公平。
So we can think about it in our lives, there's sometimes we experience unfairness.
在公司你无论怎么努力，你怎么样都得不到提升，偏偏要服在别人下面。
So it doesn't matter how hard you work at work, you just won't get promoted.
你在家里，你会觉得说啊，怎么配偶怎么会这样？每次怎么都轮到我洗碗啊
？And at home, you would complain about your spouse that he make you to do the dishes every time.
在朋友圈当中也是，你可能常常被欺负，怎么每一次都轮到我请客
？And within our friend circle, we would complain why every time it's my turn to pay the bill.
甚至在教会里面也受很多委屈，怎么每次都排到我服侍？
So even in our church, we complain, why every time it's my turn to serve?
啊，我怎么那么倒霉啊？做什么事都不顺利啊！啊，这个环境都不公平，都对待我不公平，上帝都对我不公平。我们甚至都有这样的怀疑，不是吗
？So sometimes we just complain about everything. It's all the unfairness from man, from God.
但是不要忘记，神仍在掌权。其实你真正的顺服，不是服在人的下面，乃是服在神的下面。
But don't forget, God is in charge.True obedience is not to man but to God.
对于不公平环境的安排，你唯一能够做的就是在环境当中顺服，学习不要为自己辩护，因为你所受的委屈，神都知道。
So, when we encounter unfairness, all we can do is to be obedient and don't argue. God sees it all and make everything for our good.
即便在这样不公平的环境当中。神会使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Even under those circumstances, God will make everything for the good for those who love Him.
你只要单单的信靠仰望他，你就会经历神够用的恩典。
So only if you trust in Him, you will experience His blessing.
第二方面是对于自己。
So second one is yourself.
我们要忠于所托，尽上该尽的责任。
And we need to be loyal and be responsible.
第三节怎么说呢
？I read verse three.
我们上半节，我们来读上半节，一起来。OK， 好。他对他的祖母说：“巴不得我的主人啊，如果我是那个小女子。”我会说活该、啊、死了最好我们是不是巴不得我说恨不得你、啊、
So let's see the attitude of the Israelite girl. He said only if my master. So he didn't think that he deserved punishment.
我们会觉得说啊，这应该是上帝的报应、啊、再这样我没有在食物里下毒害他就好了、啊、就不错了、啊、总算上帝替我出一口气了让我看到在这长骂大麻风活该谁叫你把我抓来、啊、这样子的
So if based on our understanding, we probably would be hoping that God would punish him. And
但很奇怪，你会觉得为什么这个女子会说巴不得？当你如果有说巴不得这样的心情的时候，我相信你里面的那个环境你改变了，是不是？虽然外在环境没有改变，它里面环境已经改变了。
So, but instead, she said, "Only if my master."
彼得前书二章八节怎么说？我们一起来读彼得前书二章八十八节啊，预备。
1 Peter 2:18。
来。我相信这位小女子，她一定做到了这一点。
So I believe this young girl has done this.
她一定明白，她在小事上忠心，在大事上也才能忠心的这个道理。
And she knows that how to be loyal in little things in order to be loyal in bigger things.
所以她就尽忠职守，她得到主人很大的信任。
So because of her loyalty, she earned trust from her mistress.
当然，我相信也有可能乃曼是一个大好人。所以他很照顾他，所以让他感动，愿意来服侍他。我相信也是有可能。
And also, there's a possibility that Naaman is a good man that taking care of her.
不过请注意，他服侍的是女主人啊，不是男主人啊。
But she is the servant of Naaman's mistress.
你看，要服侍女主人容易还是服侍男主人？你猜？都在笑了哈，我不晓得哈。但不管如何，我相信这位小女子的确是一个忠于主人所托，即使是一个下人，她仍然尽她自己当尽的责任。
So I do believe this little young girl is very loyal person and do her responsibility well.
她尽她自己当尽的责任，就算服侍她的女主人，可是她在每件小事上，她尽完当尽的责任，以至于她的祖母可以相信她。
So even serving the mistress, he's being responsible and loyal, so he gained trust from her.
对女主人呢，虽然不好相处，可是他看见这个小女子所做的每一件事情，慢慢的建立他的信心，慢慢的信任他，所以他的影响是一步一步一步一步这样的影响。
So we could see, maybe the mistress, based on what the young girl has done, and knowing that she is trustworthy.
首先，这个女主人毫不怀疑的相信她所说的话。
So first, the mistress never doubted her.
然后呢，她的这个女主人呢，再去告诉她的主人乃曼将军。
And then told Naaman.
那乃曼将军呢，也听从她的建议之后，然后呢，他就这个第四节，他就告诉他的主人，也是告诉他的国王。那他国王听见之后呢？他不但没有拒绝这个主人这个小女子的建议，甚至还专程写信给以色列王，为他来求情。你看，他动用了两个国家的这个君王来成就这件事情。
So let's see, Naaman accepted the suggestions and told his master, the king of Aram, and then the king of Aram actually sent a letter to the king of Israel. Let's see, this little Israelite girl actually got two kings involved.
你想看看，如果你说话。你说的话有两个国家的总统啊，愿意听你的话，哇，那你很了不起啊！你的影响有多大
？You just think about if we something and two presidents will listen, the influence you would have.
后来不单是这两个国家的君王听到的话，甚至后来以色列王他撕裂衣服这个举动呢，轰动了全国。
And also now those two kings, because of the king of Israel torn his robes, shocked the nation.
以至于才引来以利沙的注意。那时候还没有电话，还没有这个 Facebook 哈，没有这个办法联络啊。结果全国都轰动了，以至于以利沙也知道这件事情了。
And because of that, caused the attention of Elijah.
啊，那以利沙之后啊，知道这个事情之后呢，我们才有乃曼将军得医治的这个故事。
And then here comes the story that Naaman was cured.
最后，原来整个计划当中都有神的旨意，才能够最后得到完成。
So we can see God's will in this whole thing.
你看这个小女子的影响是一步一步又一步，一环接一环又一环，她的影响是越来越深远的。有没有看见？
So let's think of this Israel girl. Her influence is step by step.
你万万没有想到，其实她回到最根本的原因是什么？就是他在他过去所做的每一件小事上，忠心的服侍，成为一个美好的生命见证， 以至于他所说的话可以让人来信任。
So the girl would never thought things would turn out like this because of her loyalty and because of a good example. Her words can be trusted.
今天我们常常觉得很挫折，就是我们传福音怎么没有人要听啊？
So sometimes we got frustrated. Why were when we're talking to people, nobody listened to us?
可能其中有一个原因，就是因为许多的基督徒生命呢，信主之后没有活出美好的见证，让人家看见，让人家信服。没有信用，所以你所说的话就得不到肯定。
So there might be a reason that because we did not live out our good testimony and our credibility has not been established.
所以我们不要轻忽平常生活上一些小事的见证，因为它将来可以成为一个大的影响，啊，可以改变到巨大到超乎你所想象的。
So don't overlook the small things we do. It may have unimaginable influence.
最后一个。积极方面呢，是对于别人，我们要抓住机会与人分享福音。
So to others, we should grasp all opportunities to share the gospel.
好，第三节下半节，我们继续读完，预备，请。好，这里讲去见撒玛利亚的先知所代表的意义，并不单纯只是去寻找一位名医来治疗他全身像血一样白的这个皮肤病。
So here we say to see the prophet who is in Samaria, it's not simply to see a doctor to treat his leprosy.
哦，对，这里讲他说不是大麻风吗？怎么是皮肤病
？So we say leprosy while we say skin condition.
啊。那个指的麻风病不是溃烂到全身瘫痪的那种大麻风病，否则他就不能带兵到处去打仗了。
So, it's all called the leprosy, but it's a different skin condition.
所以以西沙他当时不但没有医治类似这类麻风病的经验，甚至连自己秃头都治不了，还让小孩取笑他。
So Elisha not only have never cured leprosy, but also can't even stop kids from making fun of his boldness.
当时撒玛利亚是属于以色列北国的这个这境内，
Samaria,
也是以利沙出生地。
So Samaria is a northern Israel and where Elisha was born.
所以它所代表的意思是说，只有一位全能的神，他能够行无人能行的大神迹，而这位神。就在我们的国家以色列境内。
So what it means is there is only one Almighty God who is in Israel can do the miracles.
乃曼很有名气，他很有才识，很有权力，很有地位，连国王都敬重他。
So Naaman has fame, power, money, authority. Even the king respect him.
难道全国上下找不到一位名医来治他的病吗
？So we would wonder within the nations they can't find any doctors to treat him.
很明显的，乃曼自己心知肚明，他的病除了神之外是医不好的，
but,
因为他试过了。
But obviously, Naaman knows that only God can cure him.
所以后来当乃曼得到医治了，他亲口说什么话
？So after Naaman was cured, what he said?
我们一起来读他说的话好不好？预备，请。
Now I know that there is no God in the world except Israel.
哇，这从外邦人口中说出的见证哎，他又说。他的生命还有改变了。他十七节又这样说：“来。”换一句话说啊，这位以色列小女子所说的话，就是利用机会来向他传福音，分享这个大好消息。
So what this Israelite girl did is use this opportunity.To lead him to know the Lord.
你注意刚刚那个小女孩小女子所说的语气，她说你必定治好这个大麻风病，她的大麻风必定治好，是肯定的，而不是怀疑的。
So let's see what the girl said. You say your illness will be cured.
你想想看，我们跟人家传福音的时候，我们有没有这样肯定的语气？
So think about when we talk to people about gospel.
Oh, 你遭遇
do we have such
你遭遇很多的患难哈，你有很多的重担哦，你有很多罪恶啊。不过上帝可能会医治你，可能会赦免你。好像我们说有时候你可能试看看，可能有效哈，你祷告看看可能哈。我们好似乎都用这种的没有把握的这种语气。
So think about sometimes we talk to people. We say, God may forgive you. Just give it a try and see what happens.
我们是否有信心足够满满的把握来与人分享？我们有一位全能的神，是又真又活的。
So do we have the confidence to share the gospel? Proclaim the only true God can save and cure.
在我们的周围有太多肉体上、心灵上受伤的这些罪人，你敢不敢像这位以色列女子有相同的信心宣告说，只有在我们的真神那里，才能找到真正的拯救与完全的医治。
So we have a lot of physically needy and spiritually weak people around us. Do we have the confidence to tell them only God can cure you?
当你勇敢的这样的宣告，有这样的来行动的时候，我相信说不定你也可以像这位女子，小女子，你可能会带领你的老板、你的同事、你周围的亲戚朋友、你的长辈，一个一个信主。
So I believe if we have the courage, we can lead our boss, our colleagues, our relatives and friends to know the Lord.
所以传福音没有那么难的。
So it's not that difficult.
最后，小人物大改变的意思，乃是要明白在神的计划当中，虽然我们只是小人物，但是却有该尽的责任，可以成为大影响。
So insignificant people make big changes according to God's plan.However, we're insignificant, but we do have responsibilities and influences.
也许你觉得自己好渺小。我说我觉得我自己不但不是小人物，我连小废物才来。
So sometimes we think ourselves useless.
其实神不制造废物啊。
But God never creates.
我们天天在制造废物，不是吗？你是按神形象被造，成为他最宝贵的儿女。而且你在上帝的计划当中有一个重要的意义跟目的的。
And you are made in the image of God, and you are His sons and daughters. You have, He has purpose for you.
因为这个世界越变越败坏，全球各处我们看见不断发生的这些天灾人祸，都一再说明主再来的日子近了。
Because looking around us, all the disasters and moral decay, it only means that Lord is coming soon.
然而神怜悯世人，神深爱世上所有的人。
But God loves the world.
于是他就呼召他的基督徒，所有的基督徒出来做光做盐，就是为了要带出影响，要来改变这个罪恶的世界。
So that's why Jesus called us to be salt and light of the world, to influence and change.
尤其耶稣他应许我们将来要做比他更大的事，就是要我们有责任对这世界做出更大的影响与改变。
That's why Jesus promises that we will do even greater things.
因此你我都必须要加入这个改变的行列。
So you and me, we all should join together.
你仍然可以继续做你的家庭主妇或是公司小职员，但是你仍然可以参与在整个大改变的队伍当中。
So you still can be a homemaker or a small office clerk.
只要你心先归向神，明白他在你生命中的旨意，也就是顺服一切神所容许的环境。
So if your heart is in line with God and know His will and be obedient and loyal.
在每一件小事上，你忠心到底，带出你生命的见证。
And then grasp all opportunities.
并且把握你身边的机会，一心为着传福音而努力。我相信，我们一定能够对这世界带来改变。
And I do believe we will make changes in this world.
于是我们就会发现，原来是神自己在改变这世界，而不是我们。
So and then we'll realize it is God who is at work.
我们最重要的改变是，原来我们先被神改变而更成熟、更蒙福了。
So what change happened to us is we are changed and mature in our faith.
所以最后我们一起鼓励，我们一起交出我们生命的主权，一生为主而活。
So let us be a living sacrifice, live for the Lord.
使我们经历明天会更好的改变，好吗？
To experience a better future.
呀，让我们的生命也可以成为别人的祝福，好吗？
And make our life more meaningful and be a blessing to others.
没有人理我，好吗？
好，
我们一起来唱《借我赐恩福》，让我们的生命可以成为别人的祝福。让我们一起起立，我们来回应主愿意让我的生命可以成为别人的祝福。